bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to be in, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Bracken, you go out to Bompton, you You gotta understand that the game is blood. So he takes the C's out of words and he puts a B in there. That's gangster shit. Spell stuff differently. Bompton. City of Bompton instead of Compton. So I tweeted at him. Because I've been drinking. And I was like, at the game, you should be a comedian. Because you be bracking me up. Hashtag, I love that guy. Here's something that's weird about the game, though. I noticed on Twitter today, it's like your Twitter name and your real name. For his real name, he has the Black Jesus. Hold on, the game. Let me brown-splain something to you. This guy's not here to do it for you. First of all, Jesus is already black. At the very least, he is ISIS or Arab colored.
ISIS colored?
I learned that from the History Channel. I also learned that the aliens built Egypt, and that Obama might be the Antichrist. I consider it to be a very reliable source. And so I was like, well, actually it wouldn't be that bad if Jesus was black. Because hopefully they stop him at TSA. Because I don't know if you know this, but he's supposed to be coming back. And if you read, if you read Revelations, it's not going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's mostly like 100 years of demons and getting fucked in the ass by fire and evil shit. So I'm thinking if they stop him at TSA and there's like a CNN report, that gives me some time to get myself right with the Lord before this whole Revelation thing starts. Guys, we need to enforce racial profiling in case Jesus comes back. He's the Black Jesus. Jesus is the Black Jesus. He used to hang out with hookers, and they would wash his feet with their hair. That's gangster shit. Standing out there talking about getting these hoes, how bad they fuck. Lil Wayne wishes a bitch to wash his feet. I be smoking and drinking and bitches be washing my feet, getting my feet wet. It'd be some probably some nice shit. I'll end with this. This is an old joke. But I always talk about God. I'm a closeted. I guess I believe in God now.
Master.
Yeah, I was an atheist for a long time, and then I had some weird shit happen, and I was like, oh my God, we're all eternal beings made out of light. Fuck! I should change my ways. A lot of people want to have a personal relationship with God, and that's cool, but I think you should... That relationship should start the same way relationships start in real life. Through online dating. I think that God needs to have an OkCupid account. It would answer a lot of questions. Does he have kids? What kind of shit does he believe in? You don't know. He might be a Buddhist too. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Woo!
Yeah. Keep that applause going for your next comedian, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Talk about what he looks like. I'm wearing a button-down shirt, and I have hair growing out of my ears. I probably look like a fashionable tree stump. I wouldn't be surprised if people describe me as mossy. I'm a mossy dude. Some tree stump slang for you. It's weird, man. Like, my friend, he's going through a hard time. His friend got murdered. Terrible. Man, baby, lost baby. And, like, he's really bummed out about it. It's hard to deal with because I don't want to be happy. my girlfriend spilled taco meat on our titties the other day. It was a smooth transition. Take notes. She spilled taco meat on her titties. She was all mad. And I was
Maybe that's not a problem. That's a bonus. You spill as much taco meat on those titties as you want. Throw some Doritos in there. Right, that shit is fire. I like those titties. My buddy's talking about Grindr. He's like, did you know it's like radar for gay people? He's like, what if homophobic people know about that? They know how to track down gay people. I was like, well, who wants to be the person to bring that up at the meeting? Hey guys, I figured out how to find gay people. Faggot! Go get them. I don't know what to talk about. Does anybody have a topic? Oh, the gingers got picked on. I'm sorry, guys. First, Billy harassed him at the door, and then Jack made him sit down funny, so. I'm sorry, guys, the night will pick up from here. I don't know, ginger people. My girlfriend's Irish. I call her a potato monkey. I don't know what's so racist about the monkey part, but I call her a porch ginger. Sounds so hateful. I'm sorry, guys. They look like light-skinned cookies. I guess I don't have any more jokes for tonight. So my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Oh, guys, you ready for your next comedian? I'm gonna keep saying it that sexy way. Guys, put it together for Mr. Ian Ellis. Guys, don't make fun of Josh. He has a cyborg army. He won it in a Warcraft game. We need to fuck your shit up, okay? Also, if he ever needs a ride anywhere, you should take him up on that shit, because he has a lot of drugs. I know I was going to be drinking that. I didn't know I was going to get high. And then we were popping pills, too, so... If you ever see on Facebook, Josh needs a ride to like Walmart or something, that shit is worth your time. He needs like some new socks or some shit, he can get you high for that. I love a dude like that. It's a pleasure to be here on the set of That 70s Show. In Red Foreman's basement, where Eric Foreman used to get high. This shit is actually creepy and terrifying. Because it's like doing comedy in the basement of a haunting in Connecticut. Ghosts were way scarier in the 70s. The suspension of disbelief, because they didn't have Surrey. You know, if you're haunted right now, you'd just be like, Surrey, what do I do about this ghost? And she'd be like, Tom Cruise has a new movie out. You'd be like, shit, Surrey, I'm a Netflix and chill. You forget about that motherfucker. Ghosts only matter when you pay attention to them. If you ignore them, that annoys the shit out of them. God damn it, I used all my ghostly power to knock over your silverware. Ghosts are bitches. I'm not saying I want to be haunted. That shit would scare me. Creepiest part is this goddamn painting. I'm pretty sure the ghost that haunts it definitely hates black people. Guys, not being racist is a recent thing. Read a book, watch the History Channel. We hated black people for a long time. My grandpa definitely used the N-word maliciously. My dad's not as bad. He used it, but he was telling me how cool Eddie Murphy was. mixed message. He was like, that N-word in Beverly Hills Cop. That N-word is hilarious.
It's just joking. It's funny.
You guys realize how fucking cool black people are?
Fuck yeah, dude.
They went through some shit and they're like the coolest goddamn people on the planet, okay? Yeah. It doesn't happen to everybody. Jews went through a lot of shit. They're lame. Yarmulke, build me a pyramid. They did that shit, and the Germans were like, get in that oven. And they still stink. 300 years of slavery, black people are just shit. The athletes and the cool. Guys, my buddy Ivan is here. And, yeah, give him a call. He's changed. He didn't change because of L.A., it's because his friend got murdered. Oh, fuck. Change the motherfucker. It was terrible because they murdered that chick and they lost the baby too.
Oh, God, bro.
And, like, the worst part is he's, like, super sad about it. So every time I talk to him, he's all like, oh, woe is me. My friend got murdered and lost the baby. Oh man, look at the brighter side of things. Like, at least your dead kid finally has a babysitter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
He's trying to leave his hot wife. He's talking about those gorgeous legs and that firm butt. Juicy titties, you monster. People pray for a Russian bride like that. Anyway, real estate and insurance agents wish they could get a Russian bride like your chick. Better keep that hoe. Right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you tonight.
Guys, keep it going for everybody's favorite fucked up BBC news reporter, Ian Ellis, telling it like it may or may not be, depending on how much you fucking hate yourself. Holy shit. Like, seriously, guys, like, you really just have to think you're gonna have a fucking miscarriage fart out of your body. And then it's just Ian. That's what it is. Ian is exactly that. Oh. Yeah, and you think I'm an asshole. All right, guys, we have a few more comics left. Are you ready for that? Yeah.
We're now joined by Billy.
You're Ivan, right?
Yeah, I'm Ian.
No, Ian. Okay, I'm sorry. I remember my Ivan's my son's name. That's how I remember it. Ian, okay. Ready?
Hey, Billy, what do you think of comedy?
No, Billy!
Sorry, Bill.
What do I think of comedy? Comedy is subjective. I think any man who has the audacity to attempt to make other men or women laugh, to lighten their load, is a genius. Even if he falls on his face, you think Van Gogh didn't practice behind closed doors? You think Van Gogh always hit it out of the park? Do you think Babe Ruth always hit it out of the park? Sometimes you get a strike in life. I know, I have two. If I get one more, I'll be locked up for life. But as a paralegal in training, I know how to beat a strike. You know, I bunt. That's how you beat a strike. But comedy is very subjective. I think anyone who has the audacity to make other people laugh should be appreciated for trying to bring positivity to the world. It's like Chinese philosophy, you know, and Asian philosophy, the yin and the yang. You can't have good without evil. It's a balance. I know I'm crazy. I admit it. I'm not in denial. But I'm crazy in a way that tries to make people smile. When my boss yells at me for something, I say, good job! Way to yell at me and make me feel like shit, but good job! I'd rather hear good job. I work twice as hard for a good job than a tip. You know, tell me I did a good job. That's like a woman that goes down on me. Bernie Mac used to say it. What you want me to say? Good job? I would. I'd be like, way to go. Suck that dick. I ain't never had a dick in my mouth, but if I had a dick in my mouth, it'd be as good as you just did. We need to take that dick sucking ability and mint that shit.
You know? Mint. You're printing mint on it.
Mint. You know? But that's what I need. I'll be honest with you. Is somebody to record me. I'm in a town where I have no friends. I live with all Mexicans, and I'm learning Spanish for free. It's awesome. You know, we have cockroaches, not blunt roaches, but I mean, I've lived with blunt roaches.
So you're looking to upgrade to black people?
No, to be honest, I mean, like, I'm a hillbilly at heart. I had stepsisters, and I would have fucked both them bitches. You know what I'm saying? But we was young, and it would have been considered still pedophilia if my 17-year-old ass had fucked a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old. But here's the thing. I wasn't a redneck. I wasn't inbred. What I was an equal opportunity, really sexual teenager, and they were just always close to me. I would have been like, damn, you know, I know you had a real rough day, girl, but you look good. Put this in your mouth, it's going to make you feel better. I'm not a Catholic priest, but pray over it, you know?
Any girl in the compound.
Right? And does that make me a sexual fiend? I tell women all day,
it
baby, you're beautiful, you know?
All right, man, I think you're brilliant. I think you're a poet.
I appreciate you. You want to hear it? I've had published?
Yes.
Okay, it's called Addicted to Your Love. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Afflicted with a need, girl, to hold your body close. An urgency to cop a field to score my daily dose. Your love is like cocaine to me. I'm always wanting more. But when our time comes to the end, I'm left to search the floor. Both Mary Jane and ecstasy, they've tempted me to cheat. But with your love, girl, I'm satisfied. No substance can compete. I'm loving you like heroin. I long to overdose. But with your love, girl, I'm satisfied. No substance. Wait, I messed up. With your love, girl, I'm satisfied. Wait, no, hold on. I messed up.
With your love, girl, I'm not satisfied.
No, I messed up. Hold on. With your love, girl, I'm satisfied. With your love, girl, I'm satisfied. Afflicted with a need, girl, to hold your body close and urgency to cop a feel to score my days list. Dose. Your love is like cocaine to me. I'm always wanting more. When our time comes to an end, I'm left to search the floor. Both Mary Jane and ecstasy, they attempt me to cheat. But with your love, I'm satisfied. No substance can compete. I'm loving you like heroin. I long to overdose. So please, my love, don't hurt me so over that I just can't take. Ain't no rehab long enough to heal my heartbreak.
Let me ask you one more question. What is the role of the artist?
Can I get a light?
Yeah.
I'll answer you.
I gotta find it. It's in pocket.
The role of the artist is to change public perspective to see beauty in everything. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And you can't please all the people all the time. But you can please some of the people some of the time. And if I can please some of the people 95% of the time, then I'm a good artist.
Quantified.
Quantify? Let's do quantum physics real fast. Quantify. I sit back like I'm in Quantifo in the FBI. I'm not trying to rationalize or rap about something, just look in your eyes. I'm trying to talk about something and be real like one of them guys. Not mafioso with no crew, this is what I do. I'm that guy that come through with eyes that are blue. I'm like, oh no, I can't look like you. With a blue shirt and blue jeans, I'm clean. I sit back, I'm a money-making fiend. I can rap, write comedy, write poetry, sell shit. My dad gave me an Amway catalog at 5 years old and said, if you want a video game system, the Sega Genesis, I'm gonna sell this shit. I sold that shit.
You're out there and sell that Amway, you 5 year old. Where can people find you on Twitter?
I don't do that shit.
Where can they find you on social media?
I don't do social media.
Come on, man.
I don't understand that shit. Look, I'm on plentyofish.com. It's like a catch and release stream.
Listen, man, you're trying to be the next Pablo Art. You know, people got to know where to fucking find you.
So that's what I need you for. Can I hire you to figure out that shit? Because I don't understand it. I do this, FaceTime. I don't do that.
For money a week, I will definitely set up a Facebook for
you. I will pay you. I have a Facebook account. I got 29 friends because I never go on Facebook. I hate it. It's like the worst years of high school. Everybody talking about shit that don't make no sense.
What's your name on Facebook?
I have no fucking clue.
I have to fucking look.
Look, I'm not bullshitting you. I set up a Facebook account 10 years ago. Can't remember that shit. Never go on it. My kid's mom, I get these messages all the time.
Everything
says,
about your J-Day profile, but you don't know your
Facebook. I don't know anything about... What J-Day profile? What's that? I don't have one.
That's for dating Jews.
I wish I could date a Jew. That bitch is be rich.
Yarmulke.
Big noses is hard to get a blowjob, but what I'm saying is the purses make it worth it. No, look, I don't. I'm on plentyoffish.com. Can't find a bitch.
What did you say about a girl don't like my dick? I smack her with my wallet, and then you broke it down with the economy.
Right. It's a tough economy. Would you rather have good credit and a mortgage or a small dick? I'm on Gmail. All
right.
It's like I'm no longer a G, but I get mail with my phone.
What's your G?
Ivansmyson.com.
Ivansmyson.com. Send him an email.
No, wait, hold on. Ivansmyson at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Let me see. It'll tell me right here. Right. I don't know.
I'm turning off the podcast. I'm going to go drink my drink.
Ivansmyson205 at gmail.com.
Ivansmyson205 at gmail.com.
You really recorded all this shit?
7 minutes.
Dude, oh my God. Do not.
I tag you in it, but you don't have a Facebook.
I do have a Facebook, but
if
I never
go on
it. You
can't find it. How am I going to find it?
It's right here. Look, I'm going to show you.
The blind leading the blind.
Look, here's my Facebook. I don't understand it, though. Mm-hmm. I don't go on it. I got 12 Facebook friends, and I've been on it for 10 years. There's my buddy. He's a rapper and he records.
All of your friends are black.
No, he's like the whitest black guy I know.
His name
I
looks
no
like
black
Allah
friends.
Akbar.
No, his name is Daryl Ying. He's actually half black and half Chinese.
People also look up.
He was my boss for 8 years at a telemarketing company where I beat up my boss. He was one of my bosses. I beat up the other boss that tried to bully me, and then that boss went in a year later and shot two people, set one on fire, and drove to Wisconsin. You can look it up.
Jesus Christ, where was it at?
In Rockford at QVSM.
And there was a shooting?
Yes.
Were you there?
No, I was in prison. Because I beat him up, and they let me work from home as a telemarketer remote agent for 2 years, and then I went
after
back
you
to prison.
Beat him up, he went and shot people?
18 months later, yeah. But I told
That's
them
a
that
dirty dog.
The day they fired me for
you
beating him up.
You profiled him correctly.
No, the day they beat me up, I told him he was crazy, and I said, if you keep letting this man bully people, somebody's going to come and shoot up the place. Uh-huh. They fired me. When they reviewed the security tape, they saw him grab me by the throat before I whooped him.
Okay,
they
man.
Rehired me to work from home as a remote agent. So I tell him, I talked to Donald Trump on the phone from home in front of a 60-inch TV in a recliner chair with a blunt. Like, yeah, so you own Trump Towers? Let's do the roofing.
This is some 12 monkey shit. What did you say to Donald Trump? He's running for president.
I told him he was fired.
Ha, ha,
and he sent me a $500 bonus.
That's dope.
You can call the company and ask them.
Was it like a CNN thing?
He cussed me out for 3 minutes and I said, Mr. Trump, I apologize. I'm
off
an avid watcher of The Apprentice. No, it was on recording because all the calls at the company are recording.
What did he say?
I was selling roofing to corporate companies that have more than 500,000 square feet of roofing. This is me on Facebook. This is me at that company. This is how
William
I used to dress
Myers.
Me.
Myers like the grocery store.
M-E-Y-E-R-S. Different spelling.
M-E-Y-E-R-S. William M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Look, this is me when I got out of prison. You see the ankle monitor on my bracelet? On my look, it's right there on my look. No, fucking how come it won't?
All right, man. I gotta get back in the show.